Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is an old friend, Roy Bowen, who is the president of what's called now the GAM, Georgia Association of Manufacturers, for many years known as the Georgia Textile Manufacturing Association. Roy, how you doing?
I'm just doing fine, thanks. It's good to talk with you this morning, Kemp.
Good to talk to you. Thanks to COVID, I've caught you in your remote office, but I've got to ask you a question. Are you wearing a tie?
Friday, and it's casual Friday, so no tie today.
I am surprised, because let me just tell you, I've known you for a long time, Roy. I've known you all the way back, almost 25 years, and you're a gentleman. Your primary role, I think, for the last 36 years has been to make sure the state of Georgia is, you know, pro-business, do the best thing you can, lobby for legislation that makes the state of Georgia business-friendly. So you've served most of your career doing that, right?
That's correct. Even dating back to my days at Bethlehem Steel, I was involved in public policy advocacy that was intended to make companies more competitive and to make states more business friendly, and also make the states the very best place in which to raise families. And there's nothing inconsistent about having a great business environment, having an environment that's conducive to raising families.
I wanted to talk to you today because we've run the news recently that you see retirement on the horizon, not quite yet, but you've found a replacement. His name is Mike Cohn, and you're going through transition stage to travel the state and introduce him to all of your friends, right?
That's right. I've known Mike for a number of years. I got to know him when he served in the Georgia House of Representatives and really distinguished himself as the chairman of the House Industry and Labor Committee, and that's the committee through which all employment-related legislation flows, at least on the House side. That would be workers' compensation, unemployment insurance, wage and hour, those kinds of things. And I will tell you, that's always been a very tough committee assignment, because oftentimes you've got you have very differing views. And now we're at a point through this next year where we can acquaint Mike with manufacturing industry across the state.
Roy, you bring up a key word about polarization. I mean, I think to be an ambassador, to be a lobbyist, you have to understand, be empathetic to what everybody wants, and you've done a fantastic job of helping the flooring industry. I was just getting ready to say the carpet industry. That's what we knew it was, but now it's transitioned. And one of the things I want to point out is your help in this sales tax on energy. It was something I think 10 years or so ago you helped push through, which alleviated manufacturers from having to pay a sales tax on energy, and it was tremendous relief to everybody in the manufacturing business. So that was one of your wins, right?
Well, that's right, and I'll tell you, that was an issue that developed within our association, and we carried it forward, and it got off to fits and starts, but probably it was at least a 7 or 8 year effort to bring that about. But at the end of the day, Governor Deal did sign the legislation that repealed the sales tax on energy used in manufacturing. And I will tell you, that has, as much as any other economic incentive tool available to our state economic development officials, driven economic growth and investment in manufacturing in Georgia. We've really seen in Georgia, as a percentage of our workforce, a greater increase in manufacturing jobs than just about any other state, and that's one of the reasons.
Well, let's talk about flooring for a quick second. I know that being the president of the Georgia Association of Manufacturers, you go into all kinds of different industries, but what would you consider to be the significance of the flooring industry, especially in the northwest section of the state?
Well, the flooring industry is absolutely critical to the continued economic viability of northwest Georgia. I think it's got a lot of things going for it, and it shouldn't be a surprise. Just as the Georgia textile manufacturers evolved from representing textile companies to representing all the manufacturers, we've seen the carpet industry evolve because of visionary leadership, understanding where the market was heading, understanding that innovation drives success, understanding that investment in technology and investment in workforce is required. And so this transformation, I think, of the carpet industry into the flooring industry has served as an example for many, many other manufacturing businesses, you know, across the state. I think they've done just a terrific job with that. And there's a lot of things that make me so proud about the flooring industry. And I'll just name a few: environmental stewardship being one. I think the flooring industry has demonstrated leadership in environmental stewardship. And this goes back, Mr. Milliken might have been one of the first leaders in the carpet industry at the time.
Roger Milliken and then Ray Anderson as well.
Yep. Right, zero waste to the landfill. And they've been leaders in recycling. They've been leaders in sharply reducing water consumption, leaders in reducing energy. They really have set a high bar for lots of other manufacturing companies to follow. There's been leaders in education. If we could take what's going on in Northwest Georgia in terms of collaboration amongst businesses and their investment in education and overlay that across the state of Georgia, we'd be a far better state. There's nowhere else in the state where there's such great examples of work-based study programs or internships or apprenticeships. If you take a look at some of the accolades that come the way of the flooring companies, they're voted among the very best places to work in certain polls. They're voted as having the best corporate culture. They've been recognized as the most ethical companies in the country. And the other thing we're proud of is the leadership that the carpet and flooring industries have provided to this association. We've had many carpet industry executives that have served as chairman of our association. Currently, our chairman is Rick Hooper. We go back to Bill Barron with Shaw and Russell Grizzle with Mannington, Miles Wright with Mohawk, Tom Orders with Syntec, who served twice, and my dear friend Gardner Wright with Synthetic Industries.
People who see your mug on the website today and tune into this are friends of yours, and I wanted to talk to you because I wanted to see what you're planning next. I mean, I know you've got this year of transition or so to introduce Mike Cohn, but then what's Roy Bowen going to do?
I'm going to probably dial back the everyday work being at the Capitol, but I'm going to stay invested in helping communities. I've got just a passion for workforce development and education. To the extent that I'm permitted, I'd like to continue to be invested in organizations that are looking at a developing workforce, and particularly dealing with literacy. I think that is so important. So staying invested in the community.
What about your downtime? What are you going to do? I mean, you live in Georgia. You're going to stay in Georgia. You're going to fish. You're going to travel. What are you going to do, you think?
Well, I do have a home on Hilton Head.
Okay.
And plan on spending more time there. Of course, I enjoy golf. I have a nice boat and enjoy getting out on the water. Just enjoying the low country life, to tell you the truth.
All right, Roy, it was great to talk to you. Thanks for spending time with our audience. Again, been talking to Roy Bowen, the president of the Georgia Association of Manufacturers, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.